Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. I'm Tammy, founder of the blog Married and Naked, certified sexuality coach and speaker.
And I'm Joel, TV host, motivational speaker, and the guinea pig to the lessons you're about to learn.
We're high school sweethearts married over 2 decades, and we're on a mission to help you create the marriage you desire and deserve. Let's get naked. Welcome in to the Married and Naked podcast, everybody. Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I said, hi, baby.
You did. Hi, baby.
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. Yes. I'm excited to talk about this one.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
Why don't we just jump right into
it? Okay.
How about that? No chit chat. Just jumping right into it.
Okay.
But first, no, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. So what we thought we would do is we thought we would share with everyone a little bit about our 25-year anniversary remarriage.
Renewal of vows, yes.
It's so weird because I did a post on one of my social media channels saying that I'm getting remarried, and I had several people going, oh, what happened to your wife?
Yeah, you don't say remarried.
Yeah, I realize you don't. So I actually pulled it down as soon as two people messaged saying, what happened to Tammy? Is Tammy okay? And I'm like, no, renewal of my marriage. Oh, totally different. Totally different. So
we celebrated our 25-year wedding anniversary.
Dang.
Yeah.
25-year wedding anniversary. 34 years together as a couple.
That's insane.
You and I both get the same face. We're like, oh, that's a little insane.
Just because it makes me feel old, not because I'm tired of you. Sometimes I'm tired of you.
You're definitely tired of me a lot more of the times nowadays than ever. But no, you're right. Dang, we've been together forever.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. How lucky are we?
Yeah. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
So we decided a long time ago.
Yeah.
That we were going to renew our vows in one of our favorite spots, and that was Cancun.
We knew 25 years we wanted to renew our vows.
Yeah, and we've known this for probably about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, and then as you get closer and closer, like, is it really going to happen? Is it going to happen? And we committed to it, and we did it. And it was freaking awesome.
It was awesome. We brought some friends, a couple friends, and some close family with us, and we got remarried. We renewed our vows on the beautiful beach in Cancun. Truly, like, it was spectacular.
Yeah, so it's funny because before we got there, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yes, and we had worked with a coordinator prior to going for like a year. We've been going kind of back and forth, just like you would for any other wedding, but on a much, much smaller scale. There was only 15 of us total.
The emails weren't like immediate. So when you call a wedding coordinator that's local that you're working with, they're pretty immediate. You usually have their cell phone and you're contacting them and you're texting them and you're getting text back. We would send an email and a week later, we might get a response. And so as we were getting closer and closer, it was getting a little like, what are we getting? What was going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Which, looking back, was kind of the fun of it because we really had no idea what to expect. I really just pictured you and I standing on the beach barefoot. You know, we both wanted to be barefoot. And I kind of thought our friends or family would just be kind of standing around us and we'd say our vows and then off we'd go.
Yeah.
The one thing that was really important to me, I really wanted to have a dinner afterwards. I just wanted to all be together and go to dinner. So that's really what my expectation was.
Yeah. And as we're preparing and trying to prep with our coordinator, we weren't certain that we were going to be able to make that happen. Like, that was the most important thing for you. Mm-hmm. So we get there and I can't say enough, the place was spectacular.
It's a very beautiful resort.
Very beautiful resort. Mm-hmm. And when we finally met our coordinator in person, everything just calmed down. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh my gosh, okay.
Everything's
going to be okay.
Yeah, it was great.
And then she walked us out to where we were going to get married. And what happened to you and I? We were just like, no way.
Yeah. It just kind of felt like nothing else really mattered. I wasn't very wrapped. Just like, you know, when the first time you get married, you're so wrapped up in like all the details of it and everything has to be so perfect and the food has to be right and
flowers,
the music has to be, everything has to be. I didn't get wrapped up in that. at all. Aside from us being able to sit together at a dinner table, I didn't get wrapped up in any of that, which was kind of the fun of it. It was just very relaxed. So whatever it is we got felt like a beautiful surprise.
And boy, was it a beautiful surprise. You know, I don't know if you've put any of the pictures on your socials.
I haven't.
So
I need to.
So here we go. Can you put a couple up there when this podcast drops?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So it was on the beach. And when I say it was on the beach, we were literally 10, 15 feet from the ocean water. Mm-hmm. It was, we had all these palm trees surrounding us. Mm-hmm. So we were in the shade. We did this at like 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So it was absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So the setting was beautiful. We felt like we were alone, even though we're in a resort with a bunch of other people, you know, not far from us. Mm-hmm. And they set up our little cocktail hour right there on the beach as well. Mm-hmm. And I remember my son and I, we walked down there and while they were setting up, and I just happened to have this, we didn't tell them about how our family is. They put out a bar with, I'm not kidding, 60 to 70 different alcohol drinks.
It's Mexico.
it's a bar thing. And all I could think is, in the party that we were in, only one person actually drinks, like is a drinker.
Right. I mean, I partake in wine and cocktails on the weekend, but my brother does love beer, so he does have beer daily. But that's it. Nobody else drank. Yeah.
Nobody else drank.
It was kind of a wasted thing, but it was fun. I mean,
it was fun. It was cool to look at, but all I could think is they're going through all this effort and no one's going to touch any of that stuff that they put out there. So that was kind of a fun, cool, cute thing. But the ceremony, take your impression.
I think the thing for me that I felt surprised about, because I was looking forward to our trip. I was looking forward to renewing our vows, but it doesn't feel the same as getting married. You know, like I was just looking forward to it. I knew it was going to be a good time and it was going to be special. I got a little white summer dress. It was a white summer dress. And, you know, everybody looked nice. And what I remember feeling right before was, this does feel like a wedding.
Yeah.
It feels so special. And I realized, how lucky am I that I get to experience this feeling again? I was so excited. I was nervous. It just felt surprising to me how really special it felt. And it felt like, I don't know exactly what I felt the first time, but it felt close to that, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I've often said that my favorite day in life, and I forgive me for my kids, was our wedding day.
Yeah.
I say that a lot. It was our wedding day, and I know exactly why I felt that way, because nothing else mattered. Everything was free. The universe was lined up to be perfect, and I live when I think about great days, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the best day ever. Mm-hmm. So I had that in the back of my mind, like, I just want to feel that again.
That's high expectations.
Real high expectations. And when you were getting ready to get ready, we're in this big, beautiful room that they gave us, which overlooked where we were about to get married. And I remember walking down there with our son and walking on the beach and just going, oh my gosh, this is absolutely stunning, mm-hmm. incredible. Everything was being set up and I'm making the judgment about the bar and all the things and then turning around and looking at the beach and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful day. This is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20 minutes later, I'm walking on the beach, taking my daughter's arm. Devin walks me out on the beach and I take two steps and I look at my daughter and I start crying at that moment because I'm like, oh my gosh, the next time I do this with you will probably be at your wedding. Mm-hmm. And I literally have those thoughts and I just become the biggest mush pile in the world and start bawling. And it was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was so wonderful. And you made an absolute key change that I didn't give you enough credit for before, and I know I did afterwards, but you didn't want them to give us the person who does the ceremony.
When we bought the package, it came with somebody who was going to perform the ceremony. You don't need somebody who's ordained, obviously, because we're already married, but it was going, it came with somebody who was going to do it. I just had this nagging thing that I did not want it to be a stranger. Like, it made no sense for a vow renewal. You know, it makes sense for maybe a religious ceremony where you're getting married under, you know, God and all that. That makes sense. But for you and I, it did not make sense to me to have somebody we did not know perform that ceremony.
So you elected to ask one of our family members, yes, which happened to be our brother-in-law,
yeah,
to do the aficionado.
To be the efficient. Joel keeps calling aficionado.
The catcher. The umpire.
Yes.
And what a stroke of genius, Tam.
Yeah.
I mean, our brother-in-law was absolutely the perfect, you know, shoo-in for this
because role. He knows us, of yeah, course. Yeah, we needed somebody who knew us and knew our relationship and knew the love that we have for each other.
And he's a great speaker too.
Yeah.
So that really helped. And he had yeah, it all planned out and it was all written and catered to us.
Yeah.
Which was, oh, it was so incredible to have that personal touch. And it didn't go on forever. And it made sense, everything he yeah, was saying. So
Joel cried the entire ceremony, which was so sweet.
I did.
My brother-in-law had just a few really sweet things to say. My daughter read a poem that I had written for Joel many, many years ago about us, you know, meeting in the seventh grade. And that was part of the ceremony. And then we exchanged our own vows that we had written to each other. So mine was several pages long and you just were off the cuff.
No. Wait. Let's back that up for a second here. I didn't mean
to make that sound like it wasn't, yours weren't amazing. They were. I'm just saying we were very different.
So you, I started my speech by saying, you know, we're very different. We're very opposite in so many things in our life, including you are a writer and I am a speaker. And so your vows are written. Mine were spoken without being written, but they were well rehearsed and well thought out, but your vows are so beautiful.
Thank you. And yours were too, baby.
Because of you, we elected to actually have them videoed as well.
Yes, thank goodness.
So mm-hmm, we'll have.
I'm excited. We haven't gotten those yet, and we literally just got our pictures, and it's been weeks and weeks. So yeah, I'm excited to look through all of that.
So we had this wonderful ceremony. You and I exchanged vows, and. It's incredible.
One thing I remember about, you know, standing there reading vows was looking to our friends and family standing there. Everybody was crying. I mean, ugly crying. Many of them were ugly crying. And I was like, wow, this is so special.
By the way, if you guys are listening, you're beautiful people.
Oh, absolutely. Gorgeous. How lucky were we to have people who feel connected or love enough, yeah, or appreciating that moment enough to really be in it with you and feel the emotion. I just felt so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're staring at, we're holding each other's hands, staring at each other the entire time.
Yes.
It's magical.
Yes.
Absolutely magical. I don't know, maybe 20 minutes of ceremony, you and I giving our vows, and then congratulations, we're remarried. Yes. Or rehitched.
Yes.
And then our daughter bought us these shot glasses that said on them,
"Here's to us."
And they're like, I guess they're double shot glasses.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it until after that moment, but they were like tall shot glasses.
And our wedding coordinator, as soon as we're done, she reaches out and hands us shot glasses full of
tequila. It's Mexico.
Everybody makes the joke about Mexican water. Get your tequila, your Mexican water. Anyways. Hand us these glasses and you and I take a picture, we cheers, and then we proceed to do the shots.
Now, Joel doesn't really partake in shots very often. Neither do I, actually.
No, neither one of us did.
No, not at all.
And I mean, like you said, you like a cocktail, you like wine. Me, I just don't, because it makes me tired.
Yeah.
And I don't like the taste. I down the whole shot.
Yes.
5 minutes later, we're doing pictures with all the family.
Yes.
I could not stand up. I could literally not stand up without everything spinning. I mean, I maybe
you definitely stood up just fine because we had a lot going on after that, but it started to hit you quickly.
Quickly.
Yes.
I had to sit down. Like just to sit down, I didn't want to hang out near you at the pictures. I had to sit down because my world was spinning, buzzing. I could not believe it.
After our ceremony, we had a cocktail hour where we had some little snacks and, you know, there was cocktails available if anybody wanted, but they didn't.
It was Diet Cokes.
Yeah. And it was just for us to kind of hang around, listen to some music. And then you and I had a second first dance. Yes. Which was sung by my sister and my daughter. They sang a Dan and Shay song to us while we danced. And the reason I did that was because my sister sang our first dance at our original wedding. So I thought that would be really special. But now my daughter also sings, so they sang it together. So we danced in that little cocktail hour.
On the sand, barefoot.
On the sand, barefoot. Everything was perfect. But the reason I said all that was, do you remember all that?
I totally remember all that. Okay. I just remember feeling so light and so like I couldn't, like my eyes weren't fully open. I just remember feeling like, wow, I could go take a nap right now.
Yeah.
I could totally relax because I was very relaxed.
Yeah. That's the beauty of one shot of tequila. You don't take more than that, but one is okay. So we had this beautiful little cocktail hour where we just kind of all hung out together for an hour after and had our dance. And then I danced with my son and we just had such a good time. And I remember I remember dancing and twirling with Dawson, our son.
Yeah.
And thinking, I could not stop looking at where we were.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. I was overwhelmed with just the beauty of that space and that moment. And I was in every little second of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that feeling when we were actually going over to dinner because they gave us a bus. I mean, I'm making it sound like this is the most expensive thing in the world.
It definitely wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
Joel's definitely a budget guy. And this wasn't like it was a real ceremony, but it didn't cost like a real ceremony. It was very small scale.
In fact, I don't know the exact dollar amount, but I'm not going to be far off. Our original wedding 25 years ago cost us $5,200. I know that because we paid for it.
Right. And we did everything budget. Very, very, very budget.
Very on the cheap. Yes. We had 120 plus people at that wedding. And so, I mean, everything was on the cheap, but it was a great,
Yeah, of course we were young. We had no money. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that we didn't pay for was your dress. Your parents paid for your dress. And then my parents paid for the
honeymoon.
So going back to this, we spent about the same amount of money. And that included flying to Cancun with the four of us, our four family, hotel rooms for our four family, all inclusive.
For the week.
Yep. Well, it was 6 days.
Yeah, almost a week.
Five nights, 6 days. And then the ceremony on the beach. So yeah, I mean, we spent about the same amount. If we'd have done that here in California, or we would have done that probably anywhere else, that would have been a $20,000 wedding that
it was perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. The other thing I loved about our cocktail hour was our family stepped up and wanted to do toast for us.
Yeah, that's right.
And your brother did this wonderful toast. Our son like shocked us both and did a toast. Your mom did a toast.
Yeah. And my sister had like a very planned toast that I didn't know she was going to do. Yeah.
So that kind of wrapped where we were on the beach.
Yep. And then we went back and us girls changed and we put on some sparkly dresses and I got this beautiful white sparkle dress and I was so excited to wear it. And we hopped on
a giant bus.
Well, yes, it's a bus that takes you within the property itself over to dinner.
And that's about the time where my eyes started to slip.
Your head could not stay up any longer.
I could not stay up any longer.
And we have some funny pictures of people took of you because you were just like out of it. And I was just having the time of my life.
I could not keep my eyes
Another thing
open.
We're opposite about. Give me a shot of tequila and I'm so happy. And you go to sleep.
I go to sleep. So to be fair, I also had, because we did a toast with champagne.
We did.
So I did have some champagne. I guess it was champagne.
Yes.
I don't even know what it was. So.
Yes. And they made me like a cocktail. So I had quite a bit in me by that time.
And I had that. a shot of tequila and a little bit of champagne, yeah, and I needed a nap.
Yeah, which you took the way to dinner in the half mile it took us. And then we got to the Italian restaurant at the resort. And when I walked in, there was a big, huge table that was going, that fit all of us together, which made me cry because I didn't, they had told us we weren't going to be able to get that. So
that was the one thing that
was all I really wanted, that and a pretty bouquet, because I didn't, because we did our wedding so cheap, I didn't get a pretty bouquet. I wanted that, which I did. I had a beautiful bouquet, and then we had a big, huge dinner for all of us at one table, and we just had the best time. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Everything about it was perfect.
And then when we were done with there, we had the place that we stayed at was a giant room. I mean, it was really like, I guess it was a giant suite that they provided for us. And we all went back that night. Was it that night?
No.
Oh, never mind. Skip that.
It was the next night. They took our cake, which by the way was phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
They took, because we did have a little cake at the ceremony.
Yeah.
They took that and they kept it in a fridge for us. And then allowed us and the next night to ask room service to bring us our cake. So then we had everybody come over to our room and we all had cake. It was so fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was just spectacular.
It was. It was a perfect trip. That's how lucky we are to have such an amazing memory.
So I know you always like to give lessons when we do our podcast. That's very important for you when any episode we put out there.
It's important for me to have like a purpose. Okay. Yes.
So Tammy, let me ask you this. What advice would you give to any couple who's coming up to some sort of year, a 10 year, a 15 year, a 20 year, a 25, a 30, a 35, a 40 year anniversary?
I mean, before I answer that question, there's just a few thoughts that I have about it. And one of the things that happened when I told somebody when we got back that we had renewed our vows, he said, oh, I've heard there's like a curse on people who renew vows. I was like, what? I didn't know anything about this. But maybe there's a percentage of people, certainly there's a percentage of people that renew their vows and then maybe don't make it. But I had never heard this before. And I think a lot of times people ask, well, why are you renewing your vows? You're already married. Like, why is that something you even do? Why would you spend money on that when you're already married? And maybe this goes in answer to your question, but first of all, I think it's great to celebrate just for the sake of celebrating. That's, go for it. Celebrate every single year, celebrate any milestone. I think, you know, we only live once. Why wouldn't you go and do something like that? But the other thing for us was that even though we knew that we were going to do this for a long time, it was something we wanted to do primarily because it meant we were going to go to Cancun and have a good time.
I mean, let's be honest, right?
I mean, when you are there as a guest and you watch the people get married, of course you want to do that.
Yeah.
So it was a really good excuse to do that. But the years before, the past 5 years or so for us have been incredibly transformational. So for us, it felt like an actual renewal. Not that we were on our way out or anything like that necessarily, but it just felt like we're different people and we approach our relationship differently. And what I said to you or would have said to you as a 23-year-old girl is so different than what I would say to you now. That's one thing I said in my vows is, you're naive when you step into a marriage that young. You don't know what those vows mean at all. You say them, but you don't really know what that means or what goes into honoring and keeping those vows.
True.
So to then be 25 years in and say vows that you do know the meaning behind, that you're no longer naive, you know all the work that went in. And to say them again or to say them a different way, that was a really important moment for me, at least, to be able to say to you now what I would have been too naive to say then or would not have understood or would not have been able to say then. We've learned so much. We've been through so much.
I probably should have started by saying that before we went on our trip, you and I sat down and we rewatched our original marriage.
Yeah.
Our marriage video.
Yes.
And we listened to the vows, that very small vows that were written.
Yeah.
So I love how you just said that, because you're right. We were so naive. Mm-hmm. We didn't even live together when we got married.
Right.
And I'm not saying
we left our parents' house and moved in together when we got married. Yep.
Yeah. And we were 20.
The old traditional way. People don't really do anymore, but we did. Yeah.
We did. Yeah. We were 23 when we got married. Yeah. Still living at home, and that was our choice. And
yeah.
You know, and so there's so much we didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, here we are 25 years later, and a marriage that has transformed, as you've said. So yeah, I love how you worded that.
One thing I did like about when we were away is my sister made us shirts that said, "We still do." And that was kind of our theme. It had like we had a cake topper that said, "We still do." But anyway, we both got these matching shirts and we wore them around the resort, and we just recently wore them on our actual anniversary. And we got so many people telling us congratulations, young people,
yeah.
Old people. People would suddenly tell us their story.
Yes.
Oh, we're married this long, or our anniversary is this. And I think that it's just so fun to give a reason to celebrate such an incredible achievement. Now, I know many people make it to 25 years and will say it's total crap and it doesn't feel like an achievement, and maybe they are on their way out. But for us, it is an incredible achievement and we feel incredibly proud. So why not do something really special to honor the work that we've done together as a couple, to honor our family, to honor our love and our story? It was just something that I'm so very grateful that we had the opportunity and the finances and the time and space and the support to do that for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. You mentioned about the curse thing. And I remember saying back to him, like, what the cat? People say that about the 7 year,
yeah,
the 13 year, the 14 year. You know, I've heard it about so many different years. And I think if you believe it, if you start believing it or start looking for, oh, there's got to be something to it, or there's, you know, then you're just going to attract yourself more to that negativity about it.
Well, I think one of the things I heard about the vow renewal being a curse was that people do it in an effort to save their marriage.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does make sense. Like, that's certainly not going to save a marriage.
It's like whatever, having a baby too.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever problems you have prior to that, you're going to have after. And we have. We've had many fights since our vow renewal. But
I call them disagreements, but continue.
But the point for us was, it wasn't about saving the marriage. Our marriage wasn't in a bad place. It was about celebrating. That's why it was important to us. And that's what the difference is, I think, in the idea of a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours was a true celebration.
Honor the journey. As challenging as it is, as rewarding as it is, mm-hmm. Why wouldn't we have wanted to celebrate this? I'm so freaking grateful that we did.
I am too. Yeah, I got to do it twice. And the second time was just as much fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And I know at the end of my vows, I said, when we are 73 or 72, it'll be our 50th year anniversary. Mm. So I look forward to doing it again.
I do too. Yeah. Our neighbor said they do a vow renewal. I think it was every 5 years. I thought, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
That's great. Why
don't
we do that?
I love that.
Get to go to Cancun more often.
Yeah. It's awesome. So thank you, baby, for creating that memory with me.
Thank you.
So, so blessed.
I'm so blessed to have you as a partner. I really am. I feel so honored that you wanted to create that with me and do that with me. So thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, baby. Love you so much.
Love you. This is one sappy episode of the Married and Naked podcast.
Well, it's been 25 years now, so now we're actual experts.
Now, finally.
No, but there is something about people who say, oh, they married 25 years. You're like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah,
that's a huge milestone. So I do listen to people who have been married that long. Maybe they don't have the greatest advice always, but you think, oh, they must know something, right?
Sure.
Maybe what not to do, at least.
Sure. In fact, yeah. You and I were just we just heard a couple that had been married for 62 years, and we both about fell over our chair, right?
Yes, that was on the cruise.
That was on the cruise, yeah. That was like, yes. Whoa.
That's goals.
That's goals there, baby. That's holy, how old are we?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to do the math.
I don't want to know.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for this journey. Thank you so much for sharing this time. And thank you, listeners, for listening to us just go on if you're still with us at this point.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate you so very much. And we look forward to talking with you next time on the Married and Naked podcast. Bye, everybody.